All right, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is Grimm's Uncanny Valley. We are back with acting lessons. Let's do a shot to get the evening started. Yes, Axe Spaniels, anyone? That's some smooth stuff. Yeah, tastes great. Not to me, yuck. Rena, thanks for the food. It tasted great. Ha, stop acting like it was a royal feast. It was just some fucking hot dogs. Oh, I was satisfied. Cheers, everyone. Woohoo, the party has begun. We should play some drinking games. Great suggestion. Who knows of a good game? Oh, I got a bunch of them. Have you heard of Never Have I Ever? Yes, I have. That's the game you want to play? Seriously, Liam, aren't you close to 40 or something? It don't matter. It don't matter. That's one rude smurf. It could be fun, though, Rena. Yeah, because you won't be drinking shit. Meanwhile, Angela and Hedwig will pass out early. You're the one to talk, Rena. Ha, yeah. Never had I ever had a threesome. Bitch! Fuck me, aren't we a bunch of sluts? Never had I ever sucked a cock! Ah! They're drinking! Oh, DP should have been here for this. Haha, stop it! Never had I ever been in an orgy! Yeah, I missed a good party. Yep. That's alright, though. I'll let him know what they did. You're so stupid, Hedwig. You're not supposed to say shit you've done. Oh! Never have I ever. There we go! Shat on a sex partner's rug! You motherfucker. What the fuck? That sounds oddly specific. Aha! Now we get why! Do tell, Liam! Back in college, Grim hooked me up with this girl I really liked. It was the smoothest pickup you ever saw. She was an 18-year-old, with the looks of a solid 9. Personality of a 3. And a self-esteem of a 1. Perfect woman, you know. Little did I know that this guy, Roy, had put laxatives in my beer. We went home to her place to fuck. She still lived at home with her parents at the time, so we had to keep it real quiet. We got to the living room before we lost our senses and started fucking. That's when the laxatives kicked in. Was it bad? Have you ever been to Niagara Falls, Rena? I got out of there as fast as I could. The girl was livid. She ended up blaming the dog for it, but a chihuahua doesn't shit that much, I tell you. That's one hell of a story, Liam. You know I've shit on you too, right? This game is so unfair. Megan's barely drinking anything. Excuse me for never being in an orgy, Rena. Liam, what else have you got? Well, Truth or Dare is another classic. Holy shit, you really are a teenage boy trapped in an old man's body, Liam. One more time and I'll go Gargamel on her ass. Ha ha ha! Truth or dare, Megan. By the way, they used to fucking call me when I was doing the Grim Lord in my band. Like, that was literally... It started out as a name in my band, guys, yeah. They were like, oh yeah, the Grim Lord Gargamel. It was like, we're gonna call you Gargamel. So, literally, they were gonna fucking call me that. You know, Gargamel, of course, was the villain in the Smurfs. So, yeah, there was a time where I was like Grim Lord Gargamel. I don't fucking use that today, but that was one of my old nicknames in the band back in the day. And I resent it. I didn't like it. It's like, look, quit calling me fucking Gargamel. Truth or dare, Megan? Truth. How many guys have you slept with? 3. Like in one night? Aha, no, in total. Well, it's a decent number of guys, no? Sure beats my digit. Truth or dare, Angela? Truth. Would you rather be bald or have an STD? Fucking easy question, an STD hands down.
Yep.
I've already had chlamydia like 3 times. Whoa, Liam! Oh, he regrets it now. Truth or dare, Melissa? Truth. Who would you rather sleep with, Grim or Liam? I don't want to answer that one. You got to pick Grim on that one. Fine, yeah, Grim. Yeah, that was an easy choice. That one did it, Grim. Hey, chill, bro. Nah, nah. Truth or dare, Liam? Dare. Take a picture of your junk and send it to the person you texted with most recently. SMS signal. Dude, check your phone. I'm never reading that text, Liam. Rena, truth or dare? Dare. Gotcha. Lose the top and shove your titties in Grimm's face. Dude! Liam! Now it's a party, alright. You think I wouldn't dare to do that? Prove me wrong. I'm not watching this. Oh shit, she's actually doing it. There, happy now? Very. Grim, truth or dare? No way I'm picking dare after what just happened. Truth. If Liam liked a girl you used to be interested in, would you let him have her? Of course, why wouldn't I? Besides, that choice wouldn't really be up to me. Bro, you know I would never go behind your back. I know. Can we please put on some party music and turn it up a notch? Absolutely, here we go. How about we make this party a bit more exciting? Who wants some? Like, you even have to ask. Gimme, you skank. Megan, you wanna try it? Oh, yeah! No thanks, I don't do drugs. You do today, bitch! Give her that blood. No, come on! Oh, come on, you gotta hit it. Come on, now! Because I used to be that guy. No, for real, I used to be that guy. I was like... Who else is shocked? What about you, Melissa? Yeah, of course! Haha, wow, easy, Melissa. Yeah, that's some strong shit. Shit, girl, you're gonna get floored. Oh, come on. Like, she's really gonna get... A little fucking blunt. Not even a fucking blunt. That's a regular-ass joint. Grim, you want some? Yeah, I'll smoke. Sure. I don't care what consequences it has. Wow, that's strong. Hey, pass the fucking joint. I'm gonna check on Melissa. I'm coming with. Melissa? Melissa pukes. You can go, Grim. I'll take care of her. Are you sure? Yep, I'll make sure she's okay tonight. Go and have fun with the others. Okay, now, somebody would want to know, Grim, what would you do in a situation if you're with a girl that doesn't smoke and you smoke right in front of her? Well, the first thing I'd have to do is say, hey, I need you to listen that I do smoke from time to time. That's part of my lifestyle. I would never force it on you. I never push any of that on you. If you don't want to drink, if you don't want to smoke, that's fine. I would never force any of that on you. But I am going to drink sometimes and I am going to smoke sometime. I'm not a drunk and I'm not a fucking pothead. But if there's alcohol or weed involved, I might have one or two every once in a while. I mean, you only got one life. And that's just how I feel on that situation. And I don't mean I'm going to go into heroin and all that crazy stuff. Because let me tell you something, folks. 38 years, I ain't never touched that. There's only one time in my life where this woman was... Oh, man. Basically, I'm glad it never happened, though. She kept telling me, oh, I'll have sex with you if you take all these methadones. And I should never have done that. Oh, yeah, dude. That was the worst. Ooh, that was bad. I was in a coma. No, it's real shit, guys. I was in a coma, in and out for 3 days. And there was a party the whole time. And I was constantly in and out. And I don't know what the hell happened. Because it was the weirdest shit ever. Thankfully, my body got back to normal. And I couldn't eat or drink anything for like a day when I was finally out of the coma. But after that, I never, ever touched that. It's almost like a lesson. Like, you know, they say like God or somebody puts... You know, some kind of higher power puts shit in your life so that you learn something. Well, that taught me to never mess with, like, fucking hard-ass drugs or pills or anything. Because I had such an awful experience and such a scary experience. I thought I was going to die, you know? But I'm alive. I'm still here to talk about it. And, yeah, don't fuck with the hard drugs. That shit's messed up. I don't care about weed. I don't care about alcohol. Don't overdo any of that shit. And if people don't want to do it in your life, you don't have to fucking force them to do it either, you know? That's just how it is. I mean, again, it's always something, you know, if somebody can sense, like, you know what, I don't know, I'll try it, whatever, and they dig it, it's whatever. Like, okay, sure, you know, because, when I had my first beer and my first joint on the same day. I was 16, and I had them both. I was like, well, I had my first beer, might as well have my first fucking joint, and, it was good. And I remember I almost put on women's clothes, too. This is some funny shit. I was the girl before I was dating her. I got real fucking high. And I'm like, you know what? I'm going to put on your fucking clothes. And she's like, come on, Grim. Put on my fucking clothes. And I was, they took a fucking picture of that shit, too. Nah, I was literally dressed all in a woman's clothes. Now, back then, this is before all that trans shit. I wasn't trying to say, oh, I'm just, no. I was there like, I just drunk and I was just gonna put on the fucking clothes. And she's just laughing, carrying on, having the. That's actually what kind of attracted her to me, by the way. She found out that I was a guy that had balls and was willing to. It's like, come on, put on my clothes. And that girl, oh yeah, we dated. I never really gave her a chance, unfortunately. And yeah, DP knows her. Goes that far back, folks. They used to be friends for a long time. Oh, yeah. But I made some really bad decisions. I simped out hard when I was I can't remember what year it was. It was before I knew anything about the red pill. If I was red pilled now, I'd be in a lot, honest to God, I'd be in different, relationships, for sure. Because I was definitely a blue pill simp back then. I thought that you had to do this shit. I mean, women liked it, but at the same time, it wasn't the way a man's supposed to act. You know, yeah, just because you can get a woman don't mean that you need to act like that. You need to be a man. And I realized later on in my life that if you act more like a man around women like that, to value tradition and that kind of man, that's what, how they were raised. These new ones is raised different. But if you act like a man, you behave like a man, and you take charge, and you show that you got balls, she's going to be more attracted to you. She's like, oh, that's a man I can confide in. That's the man that I, you know, that's the man that's going to be there. When I need him to something done, he's going to be there to do it. A lot of guys say, oh, yeah, but that's it. If you want to be in a relationship with a woman, that's literally what you got to do, is sacrifice. And you don't have to be either. You can do all the 100 other different things. You know, I'm a man of options. But if you want to be in a relationship with a traditional woman, you have to be a traditional man. That's literally how it is. And she wasn't even hardcore traditional. Like, she was traditional, but she was still willing to do, like, crazy shit. Like, she was a rocker. She got with some girls. She'd been with other guys. You know, it was a different time. Like, I don't know what her body count was. But, I don't know. Like, we didn't know. It literally wasn't a thing that came up now. But, again, there wasn't no OnlyFans. There wasn't no Tinder. There wasn't none of that shit back in that time. Like, whoever they were banging were close. You know, so we just kind of accepted it. It wasn't like 50 men or whatever, but I mean, I don't know. I don't want to talk too much about some of the stories of the girls that, you know, the girl I dated and all that thing. And but yeah, there you go. That's just how I feel about that situation. But yeah, if she's like, go and have fun with the others, I'll handle this. That's cool. And she kisses you. See? She might even got a little contact high. Whoa, what's happening? Bro, you ain't that high. I ain't never been that high. Okay, so I was high, but I wasn't that high. I remember I was high, got high one time, folks. True story. I just laid there on the couch because I was floating. Oh no, alright, hold on. So they got a hookah. And my sissy, that's what I call her, my adopted sister, she basically goes over here and she grabs the other end of that hookah and she blows with all her power, blows that shit into me. I'm like, oh my God, and I started like floating, like you would start, I was here, but then I wasn't. And then I would go in and out, and I'm just laughing, and there's part of me that's up in the air, and there's a part of me that's down on the ground. I'm like, what the fuck is going on? And they had, we were going to the movies. We were going to see Resident Evil Extinction. And I still tell you, I barely remember that damn movie. Because I was just like freaking out. My anxiety kicked in. And my, well, he was a buddy, but now he's a bad guy. But anyway, before he was a bad guy, years ago, back when he was cool and we were all, you know, cool with him, he'd say, don't worry, man, it always goes out every time. You're going to be all right. You're going to be all right, Grim. So, as soon as I come back, I jump onto the damn couch and I'm just, I hold my hands out and I am just floating. And I'm floating for the longest time, guys. I would wake up and I'd be floating. Like, it was, I floated for about 2 days, I swear to God. Just, I don't know what the hell it was, but that was some of the strongest weed I ever had. And I don't remember my hands getting small, though. I don't know what the hell they smoking. No, big. Okay, I ain't seen that. My hands are so big. What? Where's my day? Okay, I ain't never been that high in my life. I guarantee no matter how drunk or how high I got, I knew where my dick was at all times. Matter of fact, you had to protect it because a lot of the other people might be high or drunk, and you don't know what they gonna do. You might end up in some woman pussy that you don't want to be in. I'll be honest with you. There'll be woman out there, you be like, oh no, this rape, nah. Get high enough, get everybody high and drunk enough, and folks gonna be fucking folks and don't even know they're fucking folks. It's happened. It's real shit. I promise you. Where's my dick? It's all smooth. Am I a doll? This can't be real. Ah! What the fuck was that? What a bad trip to horror. Just from a damn... Come on now. Hey, what are you guys up to? Grim's back. Woohoo! Wow, she's either very high or very drunk. Probably both. Well, who am I to talk? I love it, though. I like that. Look at her eyes. I love it. It's great when you both... You're both kind of numbed out, you know? I won't say, like... depression pill. No, you know, like that. No, you're just kind of in a good state, you know? You're feeling good. She's feeling good. You're not worried about a lot of the bullshit that you normally worry about when you're with each other, like all the insecurities and all the bullshit. You're just like chilling and ready to party, and you want to hug and you might kiss and you might do all kinds of other shit, and you're like, oh, it is what it is. I don't think a lot of people remember that. I think people hold shit way, take shit way more seriously. Like, oh yeah, I've been with women that probably had some body counts. I'm not gonna lie, but I never got nothing from them. That's the thing. And some of them I didn't even have sex with. I mean, I had options. I just didn't want to get with them at the time. It wasn't right. I don't know. Well, who am I to talk? Hey, let's dance. There we go. Wow, she's hammered. It's Hedwig dancing with a lamp. Yeah, let's dance. Come, Grim. Liam, you coming? Liam? Rena, where's Liam? I don't know, he just left somewhere. Come, Grim, I want to dance with you. Rena, I'm sorry, I must find Liam. Bro, Liam, you out here? You know, I honestly wouldn't tell Rena. I would not tell Rena, oh, I'm sorry, I gotta find Liam. I'd be like, it's like, yeah, hold up. Let me go find Liam, and I'll be back with you. Don't worry. I'm not going to leave you hanging. That's literally, I don't know. It's just, like, I get pink cake, but man, the way I said it, you don't blow her off like that. Are you feeling better? Yeah, I shouldn't have smoked that pot. It's a party, Melissa. Stuff happens. Oh, Megan actually understands that. Damn. I'd give her a fucking girlfriend point at that rate. Why don't you ever blame me for my stupid mistakes, Megan? I do so much shit. And you never call me out on it. It's just fucking pot. God damn. You can choose to do whatever you want, Melissa. I'll still be there to help you when you need it. I won't tell you what you can or can't do in life.
Exactly. That's how friends supposed to be.
I don't want to be that person. Like your parents, you mean?
Yeah.
Sometimes I feel like it's you and me against the world.
I do too. Now, I picked Megan because that was what DP would pick. But me, honestly, I'd pick anybody else. And that's why I'm in the position I am as far as girls and relationships. Because I always pick the high wires. I always pick the girls you want to drink with and party with and all that. Because I like to just drink and party. DP did too. And I guess he's now at the point where, oh, I got to get, you know, the pure girls now. Of course, a lot of the drink and party girls, they're like, oh, I want to be pure and a mother and all this other stuff. Yeah, yeah, I know how you used to be a live wire back in the day.
I do too. You, me, and Grim.
Glim? Oh, there he is. Is he singing?
Meet me where the sun grazes the ocean, where both wind and water touches the ground. When all comes round beneath the willow on the mound, I will rest my weary head for a while. There you are. I wondered where you went. The sky is beautiful tonight, Grim. Such a great place to just be.
Yeah, I like it too.
You all right there, pal? You seem kind of distant. It's not like you to leave during the climax of a party.
No, Grim. I'm not all right.
Liam, what's the matter?
I'm so sorry, Grim.
Hey. I'm sick, Grim.
What?
I have something called Hodgkin's lymphoma. Oh, shit.
What's that?
It's cancer. I've been getting treatment for a month now.
Holy shit.
Why haven't you told me about this, Liam?
You know how it is. I'm not good talking about this stuff.
They told me there was a 90% survival chance and that it was curable.
So I thought, hey, no big deal.
Till this morning, my body stopped responding to the treatment.
They have no fucking clue why.
That explains so much, Liam. Why you've been so tired and buying a sports car out of the blue.
What good is money you don't spend, right?
I don't want to bum you out, but I'm so fucking glad you know it now.
It's also the reason I lied to you about Angela, you know?
Sorry, bro.
You have nothing to apologize for, Liam. I can't imagine what you're going through. It's my fucking dick, Grim. Why did it have to affect my dick?
Your dick?
All that fucking chemo, I've lost the urge to fuck, and believe me, I've tried.
It's like shooting pool with a rope.
For fuck's sake, Liam.
So what's happening now?
I will continue with my chemo. It's my only hope. Meanwhile, I've been working on something I thought we could do together.
Name anything, Liam.
We've actually talked about it before. Kind of a bucket list, you know?
Oh, well, first it was more like a fuck it list. That ain't happening with this limp noodle.
So you made a list of stuff you want to do before...
Not dying from this.
Don't worry, hope hasn't left me yet, Grim.
And yes, the list of stuff I always wished I did.
So what's on your list?
Oh, a lot of good stuff. Getting a tattoo, crowd surf, learn to paint, force myself to try new things, get revenge on Roy.
Aha, I like that one,
right? There's a bunch of stuff I figured we could do together. I started by myself, but that wasn't any fun.
What have you done so far?
Well, the sports car was one thing. And last week, I fucking did it, bro. I passed the final exam.
You graduated college?
Yeah.
That's huge. Congratulations, Liam.
Thanks, bro. Never thought I'd see the day. I gotta say, Liam, this list is a bit sad. But I help you with it. I'm here for you.
I couldn't be happier to hear that, bro.
There's just one thing I need you to promise me.
What's the matter, Megan?
I don't know, Melissa. There's something happening with Liam.
How do you know that?
There's something about their body language that's making me feel worried.
I need to talk to you about something.
What's wrong?
I've done something really stupid and I'm afraid you hate me for it.
You know I'd never hate you, Melissa. Come, let's go inside and talk.
Now tell me, what on earth would make you think I'd hate you? Before you and Grim started dating, we had sex. You what? I'm so fucking sorry, Megan. It's been eating me up inside. I had no idea you were falling for him, and Grim never told me what he felt either. He defended me from Peter. We had wine to drink. It just kind of happened. I didn't know about the two of you, Megan. You had to believe me. Please don't hate me, Megan. I can't lose you. Melissa, I don't hate you. Grim and I aren't a couple. We're just dating. I mean, I do have feelings for him, and this hurts to hear, but he didn't cheat. But what about you, Melissa? Was it just for fun? Yes, I swear I meant nothing. You have nothing to feel sad about, Melissa. I'm glad you told me. Come here. I love you. I promise. Thank you, bro. You know I'll be coming with you to your chemo treatment and everything, right? Of course, man. It feels so fucking good to have told you this. It's such a huge relief. Do you want to tell the girls, too? I want them to know. Could you do it for me? It was hard enough telling you. I don't want them to feel sorry and shit for me. I just want to be happy, you know? I'll talk to them. But knowing Megan, you'll probably have to deal with some pity. Yeah. I'm getting kind of tired. Want to go to bed? I thought you said your dick wasn't working and now you want to go to bed with me? Haha, I'm not the one holding my arm around you, you fucking smartass. Hey girls, are you two still up? Yeah, we stayed up talking. Grim, what's wrong with Liam? I don't know where to start. Poor Liam. Yeah. Liam asked me to tell you about it. He didn't want to be surrounded by pity. He'd prefer if we could act normal around him. You know, to just have fun and don't think about it all the time. Would that be too much to ask of you two? No, I could try to. For Liam, absolutely. Shall we try to get some sleep? It's getting pretty late. Or early, I should say. Yeah. Morning, Grim. Slept well? Not much sleep this night, Rena. Yeah, we had a hell of a party last night. Do you want some coffee? Please. How about you, Rena? Did you get any sleep? Yeah, I passed out sometime around 3 a.m., I think. I'm really feeling it today. How do you like your coffee? Preferably tomorrow when I get up. So, guys, guess what? It's also 3 a.m. here. So, I'm gonna go to bed, and this is all we're gonna do for acting lessons right now. Left you with a bombshell, but more is coming on Grimm's Uncanny Valley. Stay tuned.